So, Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us together tonight.
这主要我们要感谢您呢，今天把我们带到一起。
Those of us in Vancouver are thankful for the good weather.
所以我们在温哥华的这些人呢，我们感谢这有这样的好天气。
And we're all thankful for the good grace of God that we enjoy continually.
所以我们非常感恩，我们有这样的神的好的恩典，我们可以一直享受。
And now, Lord, we want to thank you for the word of God that we can study tonight and the privilege of studying it.
主啊，我们也感谢您的，今天我们可以学习神的话，还有我们有这样的荣幸去学习。
You have promised that if we study your word, we will renew our minds.
所以呢，您呢就是应许了我们，如果我们学习您的话呢，我们的大脑会得到更新。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will help us to think right. We don't want to think like the devil. We want to think like Jesus.
主要就是因此呢，我们祈求您帮助我们正确的思考。我们不想像魔鬼那样去思考，我们要像主耶稣那样思考。
And we acknowledge that we have so very much to learn. Teach us, we pray.
我们也知道呢，我们有很多的要学习，所以求您呢教导我们，我们祷告。
And so we just turn now to the pages of your Bible and we pray that the Holy Spirit will cause them to come alive with truth.
比如说我们现在翻开圣经里的话，那么说呢，我们就祈求呢，神的圣灵让这些字呢能够活起来。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. So again, welcome to those just joining us, Jean and Cindy and Lucy and Sharon. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
你再次呢，欢迎那些刚刚加入我们的Jean啊、Cindy啊、Sharon啊，欢迎欢迎欢迎。
All right, so let's turn in the Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 16.
因为我们大家把圣经翻到路加福音第16章。
You'll remember that the chapter 16 ends with the story we considered last night about the rich man and Lazarus, both of whom died, and one went to heaven and the other went to hell.
因为大家也都记得呢，上个星期我们学到的那叫路加福音的这个结尾的时候呢，有一个叫一个有钱人和那个拉撒路，他们两个都死了，那么一个上了天堂呢，一个下了地狱。And
if that were all that we knew of the story, we would say it's very important. What a tragedy to die and not go to heaven.
因为这个就是说是，如果这些都是这个故事全部呢，对我们来说呢，就是重要的。因为呢，如果死了以后不去天堂，是一个多么大的悲剧。You'll
remember that the rich man was in torment in hell.
你都记得呢，那个富人呢，在那个地狱里受折磨。And
everywhere we go in the Bible, we find that that theme is repeated. Hell is a most unpleasant place, almost impossible for us to conceive how bad.
就是里面呢，就是当我们不管在圣经里哪里读到这里，我们都知道呢，地狱呢是一个非常可怕的地方。不管在地狱里面那种可怕的程度，是你难以想象的。
And so we're not surprised that the rich man looked at Abraham and basically said, Abraham, you help me. I don't like it here.
因为我们就不感到奇怪了，就是这个富人呢跟那个亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，我帮助我，我不想待在这里。And
you remember that Abraham had to say to him, I'm awfully sorry. There's nothing that I can do for you. I can't go to where you are. You can't come to me.
所以我们大家也都记得，那亚伯拉罕说呢，我对你那什么也做不了，我去不了你的地方，你也来不了我的地方。So
what does this rich man do in hell?
那么这个富人在地狱里在干什么？
Verse 27, we pick up the rest of the story.
因为在第27节，我们呢捡起那个故事的下半部分。
Verse 27, then the rich man said, I beg you, therefore, Father Abraham, that you would send Lazarus to my father's house.
《路加福音》第16章27节，然后妇人说：“父啊，我求你差拿撒路到我父家里去。”
He says, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
第二十八节说：“因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以向他们做见证，免得他们也来到这折磨的地方。”
He didn't say, Lord, let them come down to me. I need some friends here.
他并没有说呢，主啊，让有些人来这里，我这里没有朋友。
He said, this is a terrible place, and I wouldn't want anybody to come here to befriend me or anything else. Send someone to my brothers so that my brothers don't come here.
这是一个非常可怕的地方，我不想我的任何的朋友和任何人来到我这里，所以呢，求您呢派某个人去告诉我的弟兄们，所以我不想让他们任何一个人来这里。
His idea was that Lazarus could rise from the dead, go back to his brothers, and he would be a powerful witness to the brothers. They might believe and that they might receive the forgiveness that the Lord would offer them while they're still alive.
这个里面的他的这个主意呢，就是拉萨路呢可以复活，复活以后呢去给他们那些弟兄们做有力的见证，然后呢让他们知道那个他们可以接受那个主的那个赎罪，所以呢这个时候趁他们还活着的时候。
So verse 29 says, Abraham said to this rich man, they have Moses, your brothers have Moses and the prophets, let them turn or let them hear them.
第二十九节呢，亚伯拉罕对他说，他们就是他的弟兄们，有摩西和众先知，他们可以听从。
Many people feel that the problem in life is God did not give us enough evidence to cause us to obey him, to hear him, to obey him, to follow him. We would have done better if we'd had more evidence.
所以大多数人呢，认为他们在生命里的问题呢，就是神呢，并没有赐给他们足够的证据。如果神呢，赐给他们足够的证据，他们就可以去听他的，去顺服他，去相信他。
That is an excuse that many people make.
这就是很多人呢，他们找出来的借口。
And the Lord says, no, Lazarus can't go to them, but they have the law and the prophets, let them hear them.
你只说呢，就是拉萨路呢，他不可能去他们那里，那么他们有那个先知，让他们呢去听他的。
So if you need more evidence, if you would like more evidence as to the truth of God, as to the proof of God, as to the realities of God, if you wanted more evidence, what would you do?
所以如果你有更多的证据，就是关于神的那个，就是说是证据，就是神的那样的事实，神的真理，那么他们有了更多的证据，他们会怎么做呢？
Well, this verse says you'd read your Bible.
这句经文说呢，你去读那个圣经。
The more you read the Bible, the more you'll believe God.
你读圣经读得越多呢，你就越相信神。
So we don't need to read science. Sometimes it's interesting. We don't need to read archaeology. We don't need to read politics or prophecy. What we need to read is the Bible. That will give us the evidence for God that we need.
所以我们不用去读那个科学，因为科学有时候会让你感到有兴趣，也不用去读那些考古学，不用去读其他的东西。唯一的呢，你需要读的是圣经。如果你读圣经读的越多呢，神呢会赐给你你所需要的证据。
Now, this man, verse 30, didn't believe that.
因为在30节里，这个人呢，他不相信。
He said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will believe.
因为他说呢，我父亚伯拉罕呐，不是的，若有一个人从死里复活，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。
What was the matter with this man?
这个人呢，有什么毛病吗？
Even though he was in hell, in torment, he still had the boldness to say, No, Father Abraham.
所以，就算他在地狱里，他在受折磨，他仍然有这样的勇气说呢，跟亚伯拉罕他的父说不。
You and I don't know more than Abraham.
所以，你我对亚伯拉罕了解的不多。
We can't tell God how he should persuade us or other people.
所以我们不能告诉神他怎样去劝说我们或者其他的人。
Why did this man end up in hell?
这个人为什么最终在地狱里呢？
In part because he had the pride to say, No, Father Abraham, I know better than you.
你除了其他事情以外呢，他呢能够给他有足够的骄傲，他跟亚伯拉罕父说呢，不，因为我比你知道的更多。
Have you learned the lesson? Don't say no to God.
你们学到这样一个功课了，不要对神说不。
You may ask him the question. You may say, why?
你有可能，你可以去问他问题，你有可能说呢，为什么？
You may say, how?
你可以说怎样？
You may say a lot of things, but don't turn to God and say, no. God, I know better. I think this is what you should do.
在这个里面呢，你可以说很多其他的事情，但是呢，不要转向神说不，我知道的比你多。
Remember, when God wrote the Bible in the first place, he didn't ask you for a comment before he wrote it.
要记住，当神呢最开始写圣经的时候呢，他并没有要征求你的意见怎么写。
He is God. We must be humble before him.
他是神，我们必须在他面前谦卑。
So, verse 31 then says, Abraham said to the rich man, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead.
31节，亚伯拉罕说呢，若不听从摩西和众先知，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
So you remember that when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, some people mocked him and said, If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross and we will believe you.
你们大家都记得呢，主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，有些人呢嘲讽他说：“如果你是神，你从十字架上下来，我们就相信你。
Now, if he had come down from the cross, would they have believed him?
”如果他真的从十字架上下来，他们真的会信他吗？
And the answer is no. This verse says they have Moses, they have the prophets. If they reject them, they will not be persuaded, even though someone rise from the dead.
比如说，这节经文告诉我们呢，不会的，因为他们有摩西和众先知。那么是，就算有一个人呢，从死里复活，他们也是不听劝的。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道这一点呢？
Well, in part, Jesus did rise from the dead, and they didn't believe him.
除了一些原因外，主耶稣基督真的从死里复活了，他们就不相信。
Jesus did rise from the dead, and they killed his disciples.
那主耶稣基督从死里复活了，但是他们却把他的门徒们都杀了。
All right, now verse 7, chapter 17.
我们来到第17章。
Says, then he said to the disciples, It is impossible that offenses should come, impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come.
第一节说呢，耶稣对门徒们说呢，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
It's not always easy for people to believe God, but it is easy for people to be offended by others and consequently have a greater tendency to stay away from God.
那这个里面呢，就是对人们来说呢，相信神呢，并不是容易的。但是呢，对有些人来说呢，去绊倒其他的人，让他们远离神，却是容易的。
So we have two prayer requests then when we're talking to others, don't we? When we're living before others.
因为就当我们和其他的人呢谈话的时候呢，我们有两个祷告，是不是呢？
Prayer request number one is that we could so behave ourselves, so speak that they would be persuaded to believe.
因为祷告，第一个祷告请求呢，就是说我们自己呢，能够也更好的去表达自己，这样他们能够去相信。
But the opposite is also true. We could be so offensive that they don't believe, that they turn away from God. We want them to see us and turn to God. We pray, don't let us offend them so that they turn away from God.
因为从另一个角度来说呢，我们有可能呢就冒犯他们，或者说是绊倒他们，绊倒他们呢，这样呢，他们就离开了神。我们来跟他们谈的时候呢，就是说是要他们转向神，而不是离开神。所以呢，我们要祷告呢，我们不要绊倒他们。
So the Christian then makes it a matter of prayer, and he says, Lord, watch over me, make sure that I don't offend anybody. That would be terrible.
现在基督徒们呢，跟主祷告说：“主啊，求您的帮助我，确保我呢，不要去绊倒其他人，这个很可怕。
It would, verse 2, it would be better for the Christian if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones.
”第二节说呢，就是把磨石拴在这个人的颈项上，丢在海里，也强过他把这小子里的一个绊倒。
Now that's spoken both to the Christian and to the non-Christian.
所以这个呢，对那个基督徒和非基督徒都是一样的。
We don't want to offend.
我们不想要绊倒人。
So, verse 3 says, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him.
第3节说呢，你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就责备他；他若悔改，就饶恕他。
So, you don't offend someone just because you rebuke them.
你不要因为呢，就是你去绊倒人，就是因为你呢责备了他。
But you do offend them if you, when you rebuke them and they say, I'm sorry, you don't forgive them.
但是呢，你不要就是说是你真的去责备他，他们说呢，就是说抱歉，对不起，这个时候呢，你却不宽恕他。
Verse 4 says, and if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him.
意思就是说呢，倘若他一天7次得罪你，又一天7次回转，说我悔改了，你总要饶恕他。
Now, have you noticed that many times when someone offends you, they don't repent?
所以呢，你有记不记得呢？有些人呢，他呢冒犯了你以后呢，他却不悔改。
Repentance is a very serious thing. Even in many respects, people are not prepared to repent.
因为那个悔改是一个非常严肃的事情，从很多方面来说呢，他们根本就没有准备要悔改。
My sister and I were driving down the road today.
所以他跟他姐姐今天呢在路上开车。
We drove through an intersection. My sister said, this is the intersection. I went through this intersection with my husband many years ago, and our car was totaled. They drove right into the side of the car.
因为里面的就是说，他说呢，他姐姐说呢，这个是那个路口，路口就是很多年前我跟我丈夫一起开车经过这个路口的时候呢，一个车呢冲过来，直接撞到车上。
So when they stopped the car, they got out, and the man who had driven into the side of the car said to them, "Why did you hit me?"
因为里面呢，就是那个车呢，就停下来了。从另一车的另一边，那个门打开，说一个人说：“你为什么撞我
My brother-in-law said, "You're not telling the truth.
？”
I didn't hit you. You hit me."
我的姐夫说呢：“你讲的不是真的，因为你撞了我。”
And the man got very angry and said, "No, you hit me."
那个人呢变得非常的愤怒，他说：“不，你撞了我。
And he said, "I am going to take you to court over this. You should never have hit me."
”他说：“那我要把这个把你告到法院去，你永远不该撞我。
It just so happened that the car that was behind my sister's car, was driven by a man who was a policeman. He was a on an off-duty policeman, but a policeman nevertheless.
”因为这个里面呢，就是幸运的是呢，我的那个姐夫和姐姐后面的一辆车呢，他是个警察，警察他在休班，但是不管怎么说呢，他还是个警察。
He went up to the man and he took out his badge, showed him his police badge, and said to him, "Sir, you are the one who was wrong. You hit him. He did not hit you."
然后他这个人过去呢，把他的警徽拿出来给他看，说：“那先生，你撞了他，他没有撞你，你是你的错。
And that man got angry, and instead of saying, "I repent," he said, "I will take you to court. You hit me, I will see you in court."
”你这个人呢，他本来呢应该悔改，他却不悔改。他说呢：“是你撞了我，我会把你告到法院去。”法院见。
Now, interesting, this particular story is about an offense and a rebuke and a repentance.
其实这个里面非常有意思呢，这个故事是关于一个得罪了，得罪了呢，然后呢责备，责备呢，然后呢悔改，悔改了饶恕。
And the big problem in life is that many people refuse to repent.
因为在人生的一个大问题呢，是很多人呢拒绝悔改，
They don't say, "I'm sorry."
他们不说对不起。
Many people refuse to apologize. When they do apologize, I have to say to myself, "That's not an apology."
因为很多人呢，他们拒绝道歉，但是当他们向我道歉的时候呢，我说这根本就不是一个道歉。
So, how do we prevent offenses?
所以我们怎么防止去得罪人呢？
Well, when something is wrong, we may rebuke.
一旦有些事情错了，我们可以去责备。
If there's a repentance, we say, "I forgive."
如果呢，那他们看到了悔改，我们说呢，我们饶恕你。
Sometimes that's very hard. Sometimes that's very expensive.
有时候呢，这个非常难；有时候呢，这个呢，代价非常高。
But the problem is that very rarely, when someone is rebuked, do they repent.
所以呢，就是这个呢，问题是呢，很少有情况下，有些人呢，你责备他了以后呢，他悔改了。
If you or I do something wrong and we are repenting, what should, sorry, we have done something wrong and we're rebuked, what should we do?
现在如果你是我，我们呢做了一些什么是错事，我们应该呢被责备，那么我们应该怎么做呢？
We must say, "I forgive you."
所以我们必须说呢，我饶恕你。
That's what the Lord Jesus said when we repented before him.
这就是主耶稣基督所说的，当我们在他面前悔改的时候。
That's what we must say when others repent before us.
这就是我们应该说的，当其他人在我面前悔改的时候。
And when we do that, we will not be offending other people. There will be an offense if we refuse to forgive. There will be an offense if we do not repent. But there will be no offense if we repent and forgive.
你这个里面呢，如果有人得罪了我们呢，我们就是去责备他。如果他们悔改了呢，以后呢，我们不饶恕他呢，我们就得罪了他们。那么说呢，我们不要因为呢某些人呢，他呢就是说是得罪我们，我们不饶恕他，这样呢，他们呢就说是不悔改。
So remember now, the implications of the gospel in our lives are very real. And so when we are rebuked, we must repent. And when others repent, we must forgive.
这个里面呢，就是这个里面的也记得圣经里的这样的真理呢，它非常可以真实的用在我们身上。当我们有些人悔改了以后呢，我们要饶恕他们；当我们自己悔改的时候呢，别人也要饶恕我们。
Now, the question is, how often must we repent?
你现在问题是有多经常的，我们也必须悔改了。
So, verse 4 says, and if this man sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day he returns to you saying, I repent, you must forgive him.
所以第四节说，倘若他一天7次得罪你，又一天7次回转说“我悔改了”，你总要饶恕他。
Would that be easy?
这个容易吗？
No.
不容易。
You'd say to him, yeah, listen, I've already forgiven you 5 times. Why did you do it the sixth time?
你会跟他说呢？你要听好了。我已经呢饶恕你5次了，为什么第6次你还要做呢？
And he would say something very ineffective, but he would say, I'm sorry. I repent.
所以呢，他呢会说一些非常呢站不住脚的话，他会说对不起，我悔改。
And then you and I must respond by saying, I forgive you, and we must from our hearts forgive them.
对你我呢，必须从我们的内心说呢，我饶恕了你。
Have you ever said to the Lord, I repent from that, doing that? I shouldn't have done that. I repent.
因为你就是有没有跟主这么说过呢？你说呢，我不应该去做那件事，我悔改了。
And then, have you ever done it again?
然后你再又去干那个事儿。
Oh, sometimes with shame, we have to say, yes, I did it more than once.
因为有时候呢，我们带着羞愧说呢，啊，是的，我做了超过一次。
The Lord has forgiven us.
业主能饶恕我们。
We have the privilege of being like Him by forgiving others. That's our responsibility.
因为我们有这样的荣幸，像他一样呢，就是说去饶恕别人，这就是我们应该做的。
Is that easy?
这个容易做到吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不容易。
So the response of the disciples then is in verse 5.
因为门徒们的回应在第5节。
It says, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith.
第5节说呢，使徒们对主说：“增加我们的信心。”
They were basically saying, we don't have enough faith to forgive 7 times in the day the same person for the same thing.
那他们基本上说是我们没有这样的信心，在同一天，在一个同一个人身上，在同一件事情上饶恕他7次。
Well, now often the question is, what do we have to do to increase our faith?
通常的问题是呢，我们要做什么才能增加我们的信心呢？
And the answer, of course, among other things, is we read the Word of God. We read it more and more.
你这个呢，除了其他事情以外，当然是喽。我们要去读神的话，越读越多。
So here's the answer now. Verse 6. The Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
第六节说呢，主说：“你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要连根拔起，栽在海里，它也必听从你们。
Is that a good answer to the question, Lord, how can I have more faith?
”你这个呢，就是对那个问题，主啊，我怎样可以有更多的信心？对这个问题是一个好的答案吗？
And the answer is yes, God is able to do wonderful things, amazing things, things we would find very strange and peculiar. God is able to do it.
答案是好答案，因为神呢，他能够帮助我们，光着我们做一些呢看起来特别奇怪、特别的事情，让我们看起来不可能都能做到。
Do you want to have more faith?
你想要更多的信心？
Well, then recognize the difficulty of this particular verse, but the fact that the Lord says it's possible.
现在你去看看这些经文讲到的这样的一个难度，但是主却说是可能的。
And then he goes on and gives another example of how you could have more faith.
然后呢，他呢开始给另外一个例子，就是说是你怎样可以增加你的信心。
So he tells the story about a master and a servant.
告诉我们一个故事，关于主人和仆人的。
So we will read verses 7 and 8.
我们要读7、8节。
He says, which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink?
你继续说呢，你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说：“你快来坐下来吃饭呢。”若不对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，束上带子伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？”
Now, especially in these old days when the Lord and the disciples lived, this was a very common procedure for masters and servants.
你特别呢是在主那个年代和他的门徒们那个年代呢，这是一个非常的普遍的一个程序，在主人和仆人之间。
The servant was the servant all day long. And he worked hard out in the field, came in and worked hard for his master, at home before he had the joy of resting and having a good supper.
因为你们的仆人呢，他们那一天呢都做仆人，他在田地里呢，在外面呢非常辛苦的劳作，回来以后呢，他想把他的服啊主人服侍好，不知道等他吃完了，等着所有的一切结束了以后呢，他才能够自己去稍微歇一下，然后呢吃一个晚餐。
So the attitude of the servant then in those days was one of continual service toward the master.
所以呢，这样呢，当时呢，在那个年代呢，仆人的这样一个态度呢，就可以让仆人呢继续留在主人家里服侍他。
Verse 9. Does the master thank that servant because the servant did the things that were recommended or that were commanded him? He says, I don't think so.
第9节说呢，主人吩咐主人，第9节就是仆人照吩咐的去做。主人还要谢谢他吗？他说呢，我想不是。
Now, in those days, the master didn't always say thank you when the servant did his job.
因为在那些时代呢，就是当那个仆人做了他的工作以后呢，主人呢通常不会说谢谢。
It's sometimes a good thing for a master to say thank you. But very often, and we've all been servants, we've done things for our master and he didn't thank us.
这个你们呢，就是说，如果说呢，你去谢谢你的仆人是一件非常好的事情，但是呢，通常呢，我们就为我们的主人做完事以后呢，他不会说谢谢我们。
So it was not common in those days for the master to thank the servant every time he turned around.
因为在那个时候呢，就是那个年代呢，对主呢，就是对主人来说呢，他并不是经常的去谢谢那些仆人呢，他做了事情。
All right, how are you going to have an increased faith? Verse 10. So likewise you, when you have done all things which you were commanded to do, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.
因为呢，就是《路加福音》第17章第10节说：“你们也是这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的是我们本分当做的。”Some
people now are very demanding of God, and they say, "I did something for God. He never said thank you."
有些人呢，他非常的对神要求非常多。他说呢，我做了这么多事情，神从来没有说谢谢我。Others
would say, "I prayed, and he did not answer my prayer immediately."
对，其他有些人说呢，我祷告了，但是他却没有立即回应我的祷告。
I'm not sure how you were raised. When I was a little boy, I found that I often asked my mother or father for something, and I didn't get it immediately.
因为我不知道你们是怎么长大的，但是当我长大的时候呢，我找我父亲和母亲要一些东西的时候呢，他们通常并不马上给我。Sometimes
they asked me to do something, and after I did it, they didn't say thank you immediately.
因为有时候呢，他们叫我去做点事情，我做完以后呢，他们并没有马上说谢谢你。
Did that mean my mother and father didn't love me?
这个是不是意味着我的父母不爱我呢？
No, of course they love me.
不是的，他们当然爱我。
But they had to train me to get me to the point where I would do what was right regardless of the feedback that I would get from the one I was serving.
他们是实际上在训练我，训练我呢，当我去做一些事情的时候呢，不管对方的回应是什么，我都要以一种正确的方式把我的事
Don't demand of God a feedback that you don't give to others. Don't demand of God a feedback that a servant often doesn't get from others.
这个里面呢，不要对神的要求太多，不要去要求神。那你做了一些什么事情呢？以后呢，就像那些仆人呢，他们从来不经常从主人那里得到回应是一样。
So if you wanted to have more faith, what would you do?
如果你想要更多的信心，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, in verse number six, you would say, God is great. He could even take a mulberry bush and cast it into the sea.
因为在第6节里，你说神是良善的，他甚至呢，就是说是能够把棵桑树连根拔起，栽到海里。
So you say, I am determined to continue to believe him regardless how difficult the situation.
所以呢，你会说呢，我要继续的去相信他，不管这个情况是有多么的难。
How would you increase your faith?
你怎样增加你的信心呢？
You would serve the Lord in obedience regardless of the feedback that you got.
所以你要继续的服侍神，带着圣服，不管你得到什么样的回应。
And frankly, if you were to serve the Lord that way, two things would happen. Number one, your faith would grow.
坦率地说，你如果去服侍主用这种方式呢，有几件事情会发生。第一件呢，你的信心会增加。
And number two, eventually you would get good feedback, but maybe not in the short run.
另外就是，那你如果那么去做的话呢，另一件事情就是，最终呢，你能得到他的回应，但是并不是说是在短期里马上回应。
All right, well, now to verse 11.
我们来看看第11节。
And you remember the story of the book of Acts. The Lord Jesus is heading toward Jerusalem, where he is going to be tried, and he's going to be put on a cross, and he's going to be crucified.
你们大家也都记得这个故事呢。主耶稣基督呢，当时呢，他呢就是去到那个耶路撒冷城，他朝耶路撒冷人走，他在那里要受到审判，他在那里呢要受到被钉十字架。
So first number 11 now, excuse me, he's heading toward Jerusalem for the last time.
因为就是第11节呢，他是最后一次往耶路撒冷城去。
It says now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 lepers, 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off.
其实一节说，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，从撒玛利亚和加利利中间穿过，他进到一个村子，有10个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着。
So the Lord Jesus now had been in the country for 3 years, and people knew him. And these 10 lepers, they knew who he was. They hadn't been close to him because they were lepers, but they had heard from others. They knew who he was.
因为里面呢，你们大家都记得主耶稣基督呢，在那个地区呢已经有3年了，很多人呢都知道他。那么说这10个大麻风人呢，他们呢也知道他，他们并不能靠近他，因为他们是大麻风，但是他们可能从别人那里听到了他，他们知道呢主耶稣来了。
Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
13节，他们高声说：“耶稣，师傅，怜悯我们吧。
Now that's a marvelous thing to say.
”这是一个奇妙的事情，去说。
Those of us who first trusted the Lord, we said, Lord, we've got a disease. We're sinners, just like these people were lepers. Our sin is just like leprosy. We say, Lord, would you please have mercy on me?
因为我们那些刚刚成为基督徒的那些人呢，就是说呢，我们呢就像这些那个，就是说是大麻风病人一样，我们的疾病呢，我们的罪呢，就像这个大麻风一样。所以说，主啊，求你怜悯我。
And as we continue to go through life, we continually say, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me.
因为就是我在我们人生呢继续的时候，我们一直呢就对主说呢，主耶稣啊，求你呢怜悯我。
So, verse 14 says, So when Jesus saw them, he said to them, Go,
跟
show yourselves to the priests.
正常人一样，一定能。
因为就是那个第14节说呢，耶稣看见他们，就对他们说：“你们去把自己给祭司查看。”他们就去的时候解禁了。
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
All right. So, they said, Lord Jesus, would you have mercy on me? And instead of healing them right on the spot, as they probably would have liked, he simply said to them, Go show yourself to the priests.
因为就是他们在第13节说呢，主啊，求你怜悯我们，所以主呢，并没有在那个地方马上治愈他们，取而代之是说呢，你们去把自己给祭司查看。
Now, probably two reasons why he said that.
有可能有2个原因呢，他为什么那么说？
The first reason is that the law of Moses demanded that if cleansing for leprosy were to take place, the priest would have to examine the leper and then pronounce him clean.
因为首先第一个原因呢，就是摩西死，摩西的律法呢告诉他们，就是说是如果大麻风病人治愈呢，他们首先呢要去让那个大祭司呢给他们测试，测试以后呢，然后呢才能宣告他们洁净呢。
It wasn't the doctor who pronounced the healing. It was the priest who pronounced the healing.
并不是说是那个医生。他们呢，就是宣告治愈，而是祭司宣告治愈。
So the Lord Jesus said to them, I can't just heal you. I've got to send you to the priest. They will tell you whether you're healed or not.
因为主耶稣就是说呢，我不能，那就说是啊，马上治愈你，我要把你们呢带到那个祭司那里去，让他们看你们是治愈了还是没被治愈。
But implied in the instruction, go show yourselves to the priest. Implied in that instruction is that when you get there, they will be able to say, you are cleansed.
因为这个里面呢，就是你们去把自己给祭司们查看，这个呢暗示着，当你们去到那里以后呢，他们能够说你们洁净了。
All of which says, that they had to start taking action as if they had been cleansed, even when they were not yet cleansed.
也就是哦，这些所有的告诉我们，他们必须采取行动。采取行动呢，他们就算是说他们现在还没有治愈，他们也要去采取行动。
Do you believe in God?
你相信什么？
Sometimes. You are called upon to take action that says, I believe in God, even though what you are praying for, you have not received yet.
因为就是说，有时候呢，就是说是你呢，神呢，要你去做一件什么事情，做一件什么事情的时候呢，你必须呢采取行动。就算你祷告的还没有得到回应之前，你都要采取行动。
If you were to do that, what would the implication be?
你如果你那么做，那么会暗示着什么呢？
Well, your faith would be stronger, wouldn't it?
你的信心会更强壮，是不是呢？
So here's another answer to the question. Lord, would you increase our faith? Do as these 10 lepers did.
你这是另外一个答案，关于呢，就是主啊，求你来加增我们的信心。那么说，那你如果要加增信心，你就照着这10个大麻风病人那样去做。
So verse 14 has a lovely ending, and it says, and so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
14节呢有一个非常好的结局，他们去的时候呢就解禁了。
And you can imagine all 10 of them walking down the road.
你可以想象一下，他们10个人呢都在路上走。
And they're talking to one another and probably commenting on the fact that they met the Lord Jesus.
他们在路上呢互相交谈，他们有可能呢都在谈论，他们碰到了主耶稣。
And one of them looking at the face of another that whose face was disfigured by leprosy, he looks at him and he says, "You know what? You're healed."
因为他们互相看着对方的脸，其中一个呢，因为大麻风呢，他的脸都变形了；另外一个说呢，哎，你知不知道你已经被治愈了？
And each look at themselves and look at their neighbors, and they all rejoice. All 10 of them were healed. All their leprosy was gone.
因为他们就是看一下自己，他们互相的看一下，他们所有人呢，在那个大麻风呢都被治愈了，大麻风呢没了。
So, what are you going to do at that point?
在这个点上，你应该怎么做？
Well, answer, the first thing you would do would be you'd run to the priest to prove that you were healed.
你第一件事你要做的事呢，就是。跑到那个祭司那里来证明你被治愈了，
Because that's what Jesus told you to do.
因为主耶稣告诉你那么去做。
Then you would go back to Jesus and you would say thank you.
然后呢，你要回到主耶稣基督那里去说谢谢您。
And then you would go home to your family and your friends, and you would praise the Lord for all the wonderful things he has done for you.
然后呢，你就会回家，告诉你的朋友，还有你所有的家人呢，感谢赞美主。
Well, verse 15 says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
第15节说呢，他们中间有一个见自己得了医治，就回来打声归荣耀与神，又在耶稣脚前俯伏于地，感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
Has God ever done wonderful things to you?
神有没有在你身上行过奇事呢？
Have you returned and said thank you?
你有没有回击说谢谢您呢？
Do you find yourself saying thank you very much?
你有没有发现你自己说呢，非常感谢呢？
And it's true. The older you get, especially if you get old like me, the more you look back and you see all the wonderful things the Lord has done. And frankly, it's easier for me to say thank you today than it was 20 years ago or 40 years ago.
因为如果你到了我这个年龄，像我这么大年纪了，那么说呢，你回顾你的人生，你就会呢发现主在你身上行了那么多奇妙的事，所以呢，今天呢对你来说呢非常容易的去说感谢主，比40年前或者20年前更容易的去说感谢了。
So it's a good thing. Make sure that you often go back to Jesus and say thank you.
所以这是个好事，你要确保你呢经常回去找主耶稣基督说呢，谢谢您。
And that's one of the reasons why we remember the Lord and take the bread and wine every Sunday morning, because we want him to know we are thankful.
这个就是其中的一个原因，为什么我们每个星期天的早上呢，都要领圣餐，其实就是我们要让主知道我们是懂感恩的人。All
right, so the question is, how did they ask him to heal them?
因为现在问题是呢，他怎么样来去要求他们解禁他的呢？
Verse 13, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
所以第13节，他们高声说：“耶稣，师傅，怜悯我们吧。”
How do you think they did that?
他们怎么那么去做的呢？你认为？
They were lepers.
他们是大麻风病人。
Jesus was a long way away from them because they had to keep a long way away from him.
主耶稣呢，离他们距离很远，因为呢，他们是大麻风病人，所以主耶稣呢，必须离他们远远的。How
did they ask him to help them?
他们怎么要求他帮助他们的？
They lifted up their voice.
他们呢，高声说。
How did they thank him?
他们怎么谢谢他的呢？
Verse number 13. He returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
所以呢，他就回来，第15节，就回来大声归荣耀与神。
When you're praising God, don't mumble.
当你呢，就是赞美主的时候呢，不要呢含糊不清。
Let the people hear you.
让人们听到你。
Let God hear you.
让神听见你。
I marvel that I'm not sure. I suppose I have a naturally loud voice.
令人感到惊奇，我觉得呢，我自然而然有一个大的声音。
But when I was in high school, one of my teachers took me aside and said to me, Harold, you are going to have to speak loud.
那我在学校的时候呢，我的老师呢把我带到旁边说，Harold，你必须大声说话。
And many reasons she gave me for that.
他给我呢，就是这么说呢，是有很多原因。
But the most important that I can realize now is that if you're going to tell people about the Lord Jesus, make sure they can hear you.
其中一个最重要的原因，其他的我仍然记得的就是说，你要去跟别人讲主耶稣基督的话，要确保他们能够听得见你说话。
Many years ago, when I was probably a teenager, late teens or early 20s, they asked me to preach a sermon at 16.
有很多人。当我还是个青少年的时候，大概18岁到20岁的时候，他们要求我在第16届福音教会讲道。
I did that.
我讲了。
One of the old men in the congregation came up and thanked me very much for my sermon. He said, I did a good job.
因为其中呢，在那个会众里有一个非常年纪大的人起来呢，他跟我说谢谢。他说我呢讲得非常好。
Well, I thought that was pretty nice.
他说那这个太好了。
And as I was about to ask him why he said that, he gave me the answer.
这就是当我准备问他为什么他这么说的时候，他给了我答案。
He said, I appreciated what you said because I heard every word you said.
但是呢，我感激你说的话，因为呢，你讲的每一个字我都听见了。
I could have said something far more wonderful that he wouldn't have appreciated because if I hadn't said it clearly.
所以呢，我可以说很多的这样的奇妙的事情，但是呢，他不会感激我，如果他没听清楚的话。
When you're talking to Jesus, when you're teaching others, when you're saying thankful, or sorry, saying thank you, make sure that you say it simply and loudly.
因为当你去跟别人讲主耶稣基督的时候，你去跟别人讲话的时候，你去说感谢的时候，你要确保那个大声并且简洁。
Do you think he was sincere?
你认为他是真诚的吗？
Verse 16 says he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks.
第十说呢，他呢俯伏在他在耶稣脚前伏呢于地，感谢他。
Now that's pretty significant, isn't it?
这个是非常重要的，是不是呢？
He was a leper.
他是个大麻风病人。
He wasn't used to being close to anybody.
他呢并没有呢，他跟人家其他人呢从来没靠近过。
He came up and he got close to the Lord Jesus because he'd been healed of his leprosy.
所以呢，他呢起来以后呢，他靠近主耶稣基督，因为呢他的大麻风病被治愈了。
And he fell down on his face, at his feet.
然后呢，他呢就是在耶稣的脚前伏了于地。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
It means he acknowledged Jesus Christ was Lord, and he, the servant, didn't deserve any of the good things his Lord had given him.
因为他呢意识到呢，主耶稣基督是主，他作为仆人来说呢，他不配得主赐给他任何的东西。
I think he realized that there's something different between being thankful in the heart and showing that thankfulness both to the Lord and to all around.
因为我认为呢，他知道呢，就是说，在内心的感激，要把这个内心的感激呢，去呢显示给他周围的人和主已经给他做的事情的这样的
I
人。
think anybody noticed what he did that day when he gave thanks with a loud voice and fell down on his face before the Lord Jesus. Do you think anybody noticed?
你认为呢？有没有人在那一天呢注意到了他呢在主耶稣基督面前所做的这样的事情？他大声说的话，他对主的感激呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的，
Many noticed.
很多人注意到了。
Now, verse 17 says, So Jesus answered and said, Where th were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
第十七节说，耶稣说：“洁净了的不是10个人吗？但那9个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神。
So, if you had been one of those other 9, what would you have done?
”现在就是你是那其中的9个人中间一个，你会怎么做？
Well, hopefully, you'd say, Listen, I've been healed. I shouldn't have come home. I should have gone to Jesus. And I think you would have packed your bags and gone to hunt him down, regardless of where he was, to say, Thank you. Thank you. You changed my life.
因为我认为呢，就是我应该就是说是不要先回家，我要去到主耶稣基督那里，把我自己的一切东西带去。我就说呢，要谢谢你，谢谢你给，因为你呢改变了我的人生，感谢您为我所做的一切。
Make sure that you go to tell Jesus that you appreciate the fact that he changed your life.
因为你要确保你要去到主耶稣基督那里，就是说是感谢他，就是说是他改变了你人生的这样一个事实。
Verse 19, he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
第19节呢，耶稣就对他说：“起来，走吧，你的信心使你痊愈了。”
I think that's a wonderful line. How did he get healed? He believed God.
因为我认为这是非常的奇妙的一句话，他怎样得痊愈的呢？因为他相信神。
All 10 of them, listened to what he said, go show yourself to the priest. All of them went in that direction, and as they went, they were healed.
因为这个，他们10个大麻风人呢，他们所有的人呢，听到了他的话以后呢，都朝那个方向走去。他们所有的人呢，都痊愈了。
What a tragedy. Only one came back to say thank you. Each of us say, Lord, I want to thank you for everything you have done for me. I want to thank you. And we raise our voice and we say thank you.
这个呢是多么的一个大的一个悲剧呢？只有一个人回来感谢他，所以我们每个人呢都要说呢，大声的跟主说呢，感谢您在我身上所做的感谢呢，也呢救了我。
Well, all right, now another change, excuse me, another change of subject.
我们的主题又改了。
Says, now when Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation.
第20节，法利赛人问他：“神的国什么时候到来呢？”耶稣回答说：“神的国来到，不是眼所能见的。
Remember now, this kingdom is different from all other kingdoms.
”也这个王国呢，和其他的王国呢，都是不一样的。
A kingdom is usually defined by some military power or some political power.
王国呢，通常呢，它呢被解释成为有那个军队的力量和政治的力量。
verse 21 says, Nor will they say, See here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
第21节说，人也不得说看在这里，看在那里，因为神的国在你们里面。
So the kingdom of God is not when everybody gets up and marches.
因为神的王国呢，并不是每一个人呢站起来去行军。
The kingdom of God is not when everybody lives in Canada or even a part of Canada. We don't get together in that way. The kingdom of God is within us.
意思就是那个神的王国，那神的国并不是在加拿大，也不是在加拿大的某个地方，我们不那么去做，因为神的国在我们里面。
So, what do we have at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on a Sunday morning?
因为在第16届福音教会，我们在星期天的早上，我们有什么？
Well, we have a small picture of the kingdom of God, but that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is far greater than that.
那么一个小小的画面就是神的国。那么说呢，神这个却不是整个的神的国，神的国呢要远远大过这个。
It consists of all the Christians in the world. That's a lot of people.
它呢包括整个在世界上的基督徒，这是很多的人。
If you put them all together in a room, you'd say, wow, that's a big kingdom.
现在，如果你们把他们都放在一个房间里，你会说：“哇，这是个大的国。
But that's not all. The fact is, the kingdom of God includes all the Christians that have ever lived from the time of Pentecost till to now, and those who will be joined later.
”因为里面的这个远远还不止这些。这个神的国呢，包括那些从五旬节来开始信的主的人，和将来要信主的这些所有的人。
So the kingdom of God is very great. It's just that we never see it in its totality at all. We just see a minor fraction.
因为里面的神的国呢是非常大的，我们呢只是看见了一瞥，就是说的神的国呢，它远远要大得多。
We've got a little picture, a part of the kingdom of God on the Zoom screen tonight.
我们今天呢就是在这个 Zoom 的这个屏幕上呢，看到了一点点关于神的国。
Frankly, it looks pretty good.
坦率的说呢，看起来非常好。
And I'm very happy to be part of it.
我非常高兴成为其中的一员，
But it's far bigger than us.
但是呢，比我们的远远要大得多，
And it's far more wonderful than us.
离得远远比我们要奇妙得多。
Is it a real kingdom?
它是一个真的国吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
When will it be apparent that it's a real kingdom?
什么时候呢？那会看起来是一个真的国了。
When our Lord comes.
当我们的主来的时候，
In the meantime, it's not so profound in appearance.
所以在现在并没有说是很明显的，就是能够看得见。
So I've likened it before, and this is my story, not a Bible story, but I have likened it before to a man collecting flowers for to put in a vase.
因为就是我呢喜欢这么一个故事，故事不是圣经的故事，这是我的故事。我看到一个人呢，他把那个花呢收集起来，放在一个容器里。
And he lives in a rather barren country and not a lot of good gardens around.
他呢住在那个一个就是说是荒凉的一个地方，并没有很多的东西在他周围。
And so he goes for a long walk in the wilderness.
你在这旷野里走了很久，
And he sees a flower here and a flower there, and he sees a branch of a tree and some beautiful buds on it. He sees a little bit here, a little bit there. He may have to walk through the forest all day to pick a dozen or more flowers.
现在呢，走到旷野里呢，野地里呢，就是说是看到一朵野花，把它采集起来；看到另一朵呢，又采集起来；看到一棵树上，把树上的花呢也摘下来。如果他要栽满一捧花呢，他必须要走很远的路，在野地里。
And then he comes home, puts them in a vase, puts some water at the bottom of it, and the flower arrangement is absolutely beautiful. But you'd never know that out in the forest. All you'd ever see is a flower here and a flower there.
对，那把那个花呢收集起来，回到家以后呢，放在一个容器里，加了一点水，看起来呢非常的美丽漂亮。但是如果这些花呢散在野地里，那看起来远没这么好看。
That is what the kingdom of God is like.
这就是神的国像的样子。
And so you and I look at a little bit of it like we do just looking at our screen tonight.
所以你我呢就知道一点点，就像你就看看我们这个屏幕上就知道了。
And we say that's very, very nice.
我们说这个非常非常的漂亮。
But when we get to heaven, we're going to see all the church of God put together.
我们就在天堂上呢，我们看到呢，所有的神的当地教会都要聚在一起。
And there will be millions with their beauty, all in the marriage supper of the Lamb.
那里呢，就是有成百万的美丽的面庞，就是因为所有这些都会出现在那个羔羊的婚宴上。
And I believe the response is going to be, it's true. There's never been anything more beautiful in the history of the world than the church when it is. Presented to Jesus as his bride, the most beautiful thing ever witnessed.
你这个里面呢，就说是你会知道，这是有史以来最美的一件事情，在历史上从来没有一个，就是当呢整个的教会被呈现在主耶稣基督面前，作为他的新娘的时候，这是一个极美的一个画面。
All right, well, our time is gone again. Been good to be with you tonight. Thank you for everyone who's come.
所以我们的时间也到了，非常高兴呢，大家今天来到这里，我也非常高兴和大家在一起。
Thank you for all who are here. Thank you for all who are from over there.
所以呢，感谢所有在这里呢，感谢
Gracias.
所有那些呢，远在远
Gracias.
方的，And may the Lord bless us all.
愿主呢赐福给我们所有的人。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you saw fit to save the lepers.
对主啊，我们感谢您呢，就是您呢觉得适合去治愈那些大麻风病人。
And Lord, we had no more claim on you than those lepers did.
对主啊，我们没有比那些大麻风病人更多的要求对您。
But Lord, each of them said, Lord, please have mercy on me. And just that, like that, we have said, Lord, would you please have mercy on me?
你主要愿我们每个人呢，就像那10个大麻风病人说的，求您呢，怜悯我们。
And we thank you for all that you have done for us.
我们感谢您为我们所做的一切。
And so we just pray right now, each of us, and we say, Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for me.
所以呢，我们在那为在座的每一个人呢祷告，我们呢愿我们每个人都说呢，主啊，感谢您为我们所做的一切。
And now we give thanks in Jesus' name, praying your blessing upon us tonight and those of us who get together tomorrow, Lord, bless there as well, we pray.
所以主啊，我们现在呢，奉主的名献上感恩，求您呢，赐福我们今天来到这里的人一感，求您赐福给那些呢，就是说是明天呢，我们也要聚在一起的人。
And we give thanks now and seek your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，祈求您的赐福，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Amen.